Girls Pedal Journal family, what's going on, ladies? I hope that you guys are doing well. I definitely wanted to shout out all of the different and amazing countries that have tuned in to our podcast, including Ireland, which is awesome. We got South Africa, we got Kenya, we got the UK, we got the US, y'all. Like, come on now. Germany, Norway, like, come on. Give yourselves a round of applause for just wanting to better your situation and to better the things that you know, make you a single mom, and that bring us together. I mean, our single parenthood is what brings us together. And I am so thankful and so grateful to you all joining me on this podcast, on this journey as we grow together, because we truly are growing together, and I do not take it for granted. I am so blessed and so humbled by all of you, and I just wanted to give you all the praise and accolades. I am so proud of each of you for continuing to move forward and continuing to strive. All right, so now that we gotten past that nice introduction, give yourself a pat on the back for being boss babes, you know. So today we're going to continue with our series, The 7 P's of Dating and Courting. And today we're going to talk about the word presence. Okay, so we had pursue, we had promise, we had passion, we had purpose. And now we are on presence. Okay, so the word presence means a state or the fact of existing, occurring, or being present in a particular place or thing, right? So when it comes to dating or courting, none of us want to be ghosted, right? I mean, I've never been ghosted, but it happens, right? You know what I'm saying? And so what I want to address is the fact that your presence, as well as your significant other or the guy that you're trying to get to know, the presence of both of you is important. But I want to go just a little bit deeper today. And I want to go to the fact that I know when I date, I want to know if that person believes in a higher power than themselves, right? Do they believe in God? It doesn't have to be the same, you know, the same kind of religion, things like that. But you don't want to be unequally yoked. I want to make sure that the presence of God is the foundation of what we are trying to build. So I cut straight to the straight to the chase. That's one of my first questions that I ask somebody, you know, do you believe in a higher power other than yourself? Like, 'cause you definitely ain't self-made. You know what I'm saying, ladies? And so that's one of my first questions, because I want to know how humble their spirit is. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be getting hooked up with a narcissist, and a lot of the time that's what happens. And I don't know about you, but most of us have been hooked up with narcissists who are just flat out just crazy and bananas and ain't got no sense. And so, ladies, I want you to take that time and to think about where you are spiritually. You know, do you meditate? I meditate. I love it. I think it's very important to help you feel centered. I have me and my kids, we meditate. I play meditation music all the time, because honey, it keeps me it keeps me calm, because Lord knows especially during this remote learning, I need all the peace I can get in the midst of trying to, you know, get them logged on, having connectivity issues, this, that. I'm in school still and it's just a mess. So if I don't have the meditation music, honey, I will not be centered and I'm gonna probably be a little bit off. But with that being said, when you have a foundation that's solid on the presence of God, that changes the atmosphere, that changes the expectations, and that changes the standards of what you will see and how you two can grow together. Because if there isn't a presence of God established first, if that's not the foundation, then you are built on sand instead of a rock. Now that's just the word right there. You want to be building your foundation upon the rock of God, meaning that that is where your strength comes from, that is where your wisdom comes from, that is how you court one another, how you get to know one another. You know, you want someone that's willing to pray for you and someone that's praying with you. If you ask that man, can you pray with me? And if he looks at you like you crazy or upside down or like what? Honey, you need to let it go. Because you want someone whose foundational standards and foundational morals and values are solid. Because his role as a man is to lead and to cover his family. And in one of those ways of covering his family and protecting him is through prayer. Now, if he can't get that simple, you know, notion of just pray with me, or a family that prays together stays together, I know y'all know that cliche. And so that is one thing that's important to me, because if you can't say that you can pray with me, or heck, if you don't even pray over your food, that's a problem. And we're going to have a problem because we're unequally yoked. And that's something that's not important to you in your everyday life. Now, we're going to take it a step up. Now, if he got it going on with the presence of God in his life, you know, and stuff like that, and you know that it's genuine, because we all know there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Trust me, I married one. And obviously, I'm a single mother because I divorced one. But when you know that it's genuine and you're like, okay, let me move to the next level of presence, okay? And in that presence comes the consistency of a man, okay? When a man is consistent, he does not have to worry about the loyalty of a woman, because he has shown her that he can be consistent and show up each time and be present in the moment. So, sis, if he can't be consistent in seeing how your day is going, texting you in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Checking to see how things were, you know what I mean? If he can't be consistent with trying to make plans with you, or if he just plain old just, if you are chasing him down, there is no consistency at all. And his presence is not important to him to be present for you. Okay? So one thing that love doesn't do, love does not beg. It does not beg. And I've had to learn that from my marriage and other relationships that I've engaged in the fact that I am bad. I am fine. Why am I begging for your love? I'm a good woman, a spectacular woman at that. And I'm sitting up here begging for your love? Boy, you got me bent. But when we're in those relationships, ladies, we think the world of them. All we want to do is be around them. All we want is their presence. And for them to acknowledge our presence. and to validate our feelings and to be present in our day. That's why making sure that foundation of presence and consistency are so key in the dating stage, because anybody can, you know, make the right foot look good, but it's that left foot that's dragging behind them that nobody shows, right? So it's always peaches and cream the first, you know, few weeks or, you know, whatever. Where it comes in is with that time. Can he remain consistent over time? Can his presence remain consistent over time? Or was it just the first few weeks, you know, where he was just trying to get to know you and trying to see how far you can go or how far he can go with you in order to impress you? Because we all know we got the playboys out there. We all know we got the ones who just all screwed up, but they only have one objective, which is to get in your pants. Let's keep it real, ladies. Okay? But it's the ones who not only have the foundation of God, because you can have some men who have a foundation of God and still have one objective, which is to get in your pants. But it's the ones that you tell them, I would like to wait. Whether that be, you know, 90 days, 6 months, or wait until marriage. However it is that you desire to do it. Now, in my current stance, I do want to wait until marriage. I do have children, yes. Do I love sex as much as the rest of them? Absolutely. But I do want something more meaningful. And my thing is I want to find that person. Although we might not be the first for each other in, you know, many things. Like first it's being married, having children, having sex, etc. and so forth. But I do want to find my last. And I know that remaining pure and trying to keep it together, because we all know that we all had this hot girl summer, you know, either last summer, this summer not so much. Because COVID kind of messed it up for most of us anyway. But I had to turn the hot girl summer off, y'all. And, you know, and buckle down in my prayer. Buckle down. I'm doing a challenge right now. It's called Pray for Your Spouse. And it's like a week of you just praying for your spouse. And so that's something that was important to me. Because I do want something meaningful, and I want God's best for me. I don't want to settle. I don't want to sit here and screw around and then, you know, find out, oh, he ain't it. I'm not trying to do this again, honey. I don't know about you, but I know many of us don't want to stay a single mom forever. But in order to not stay a single mom forever, we have to change our standards. We have to change the way that we date. And we daggone sure have to change the type of man that we're going after. So I challenge you, ladies, to make sure that your personal growth, first, that you are in the presence of God or whoever it is that you know, that you pray to. I think other religions are beautiful, not only, you know, Christian and Muslim, but Hindi, Buddhism. We all serve one God. And so whatever it is that you welcome into your life, I just say, make sure that you are present in your presence is in God's presence. That's number one. So that when you meet this man, that's something that you can bring to him. Now, you'll probably weed out a lot of the fine ones or the ones who seem to have it going on, but it'll be that needle in the haystack. man that you may not have looked at or, you know, may have glanced over one time because he might not have been your type at first and things like that. And of course, you know, ladies, we all got our type, okay? I'm gonna have to get a little bit ratchet on y'all because we all got that type. We want them muscular. We want them tall. Okay, something that where we can look at and be like, ooh, child. But he might not be that. So you have to be open to different options sometimes in order to get not only what you want in your life, but what you need. Now, that's the difference. Most of us wanted, you know, we went after what we wanted instead of what we needed, thinking that what we wanted and what we needed was the same thing, but it's not, unfortunately. And I had to learn that the hard way, but it's okay because I learned my lesson within a year. I was divorced and I called it a day and I kept on living my life, okay? Now, for some of you, you know, you might have stayed a little bit longer and things like that, and that's okay. But the fact that you left and you value yourself even the more shows that you're ready to grow, shows that you know that you're worth more, shows that whoever comes up and steps up to the plate next, he better come right and he better come correct. Ain't that right, ladies? You better clap on that one, because shoot, I'm gonna clap on that one, whoever it is. He better come correct. So, ladies, first, make sure, and I reiterate, make sure you are in the presence of God. Next, when you come into his presence, make sure that he has the presence of God in his life. Then, and once you establish that foundation, that's where you grow. You see that man's consistency, okay? Because men play the game where they ain't gonna text you, right? To wait and see if you will text them. Honey, you gotta play the game the way they play it. Treat them the way they treat you. Let's see if he comes around and wants to see how your day is without you having to initiate that extra energy. Because let's be real, we put so much energy into these men, trying to see, you know, trying to text them and trying to call them, trying to FaceTime, all this extra energy that we really don't have, but that we're investing into someone who isn't going to invest that same energy back. Now that's a big one. And then we get our feelings hurt and things like that, and et cetera and so forth. Let him show you, allow him to show you his presence, okay? Without you getting your feelings all mixed up in it, without you putting 110% of your energy and exertion into all of this, let him come to you. That will show you that his presence in your presence is important to him. So, take your time, ladies. Don't rush it. You have plenty of time. You're not on a ticking time bomb. So, take your time. Make sure you play the game right. And let them come to you.